Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork One and Other. The date today is the 4th of August 2009 and the time is 17:15. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Yeah, my name's Joanne Partrick. I was born on the 6th of March 1987 and I'm from Leatherhead in Surrey.
Lovely. And how are you today?
I'm good, I'm really excited.
Yeah. What was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another in the first place?
It was one of those things where a few friends were sitting around and one of our friends had heard about it and they sort of mentioned it, and we didn't give it really too much thought. We just thought it's something that we weren't going to get picked for and we just went for it. And if, as I did get picked, it was just a bonus, but it was just one of these sort of quite unique opportunities that stood out and just wanted to take part in it really.
Fabulous. And when you found out that you had got a place and you were going to take part, how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
It took quite a long time to decide, you know, when you first get the letter or the email and you just, all these things run through your head, and it took me a few weeks to sort of settle down and think about one idea and thought about sort of using my creative skills, and because I've just graduated from graphic design degree, I thought about using what I've learned to sort of spread a little happiness and use it that way and things like that.
So what are you going to do on plinth today?
Well, I've got 160 origami hearts, which I've printed out messages and I folded up myself. And they basically invite the public to take part in a project. And it's about showing me what they love about London. So you open up the heart and there's a cutout of a heart in the middle of the page. So you basically use that to frame something in London, like a place, a person, an activity, an environment, and you take a picture and then upload it to a Flickr site that I've set up for the project. And I've called it Show Some Love London, and it's just a way of, you know, finding out people's unique views on the city and finding out those little nooks and crannies that we don't normally get to see.
Oh, that's a really lovely idea. How did you decide to ask people to show something about London that they loved? What was it that you thought that would be? What was it about that idea or about London itself that you thought, that's what I'd like to do?
Well, I thought it's the city that sort of inspired the whole One Another project. Like, it's fourth plinth, it's Trafalgar Square, it's people are going to be coming from, you know, different countries or from different counties. Like, it's the capital city, and I know there's going to be a lot of people down there. So it's just sort of finding out, you know, what their opinions of the city are, and, you know, sometimes it can get some bad flack, but it's about showing the good sides of it and seeing what people really love about it.
Mm. And what are you hoping to do with the pictures?
Well, there's the website, obviously, which people can upload their pictures to. I'm hoping if I get enough responses to sort of maybe compile them in a book or, you know, continue the project in that way, maybe I could take it to a different city, or if it proves successful, I can sort of build on the project a lot. But from a personal point of view, it's just going to be quite interesting to see how, like, that my hour on the plinth has sort of then rolled on and it affected other people, and so I'd like to sort of document it on the web and as a book.
Mm. And what would you take a picture of if you were to take part?
You know, those sort of really quirky little cafes that aren't sort of big, you know, big name brand ones that are on every high street. I think I love going to sort of a quirky little cafe and sitting with a friend where you can just sit and people watch, and there's a few in like Soho where I love to go. And also the quiet touristy things, just like South Bank, like walking along South Bank, you've always got the crowds and the performers and things like that, so I'd probably take some pictures of there as well.
Brilliant. And yeah, you just mentioned that you've got a degree in graphic design. Could you say a little bit about your experience of doing that and achieving that?
Yeah, it's been quite an intense 3 years. Obviously, before that, I did a foundation degree, which covers all areas of art and design, but I loved graphics because it's sort of all about visual communication and problem solving, and I love getting a problem and then, you know, you having restrictions and budgets or materials and ways in which to, you know, make a solution. And it was a really good experience of 3 years because you had a lot of self-led work and a lot of group work. You taught you a lot about how you deal with other people in different situations, and I think it sort of builds on your confidence as well, because I'm a fairly shy person, but when it comes to sort of communicating in like a design sense or like a crafty way, like, that's sort of where I come out of my shell a bit.
Mm. What was your main project that you did on your degree?
I actually did a project for the National Portrait Gallery. It was as part of the YCN Awards, which is a load of briefs are released every year. And one of the briefs was for the National Portrait Gallery to encourage local people to make pop-in visits. And I had I came up with two projects for it. One was a sort of series of posters that were around the local area with the famous faces sort of blocked out. And the second one was a large gilded mirror, like a framed mirror, and it had sort of had vinyl type on it. And so people walking along the street would look at their reflection and it would encourage them to sort of see themselves in the gallery and to like pop in there. And I actually came down to Trafalgar Square with a friend and took pictures of it in situ, and it was really good to work so closely to the gallery as well.
Fantastic. And what are your goals now for the future?
I'd love to stay in a creative industry, obviously as I've just graduated, and it's quite a touch and go time of the economy and things like that. I just love to, you know, work in any sense in a creative industry, like whether it's advertising, design, whether I start, you know, I'm willing to start anywhere really, like from scratch, like making teas and coffees for people in the office, to work my way up there. But even so, even whatever job I get, I know that on the side I'm going to always continue with like my design work. And because, you know, if you're passionate about something, just the fact that you haven't got a job in it necessarily shouldn't really stop you. So
fantastic. Brilliant. And what are your other interests outside of doing your graphic design?
A few of my friends set up a society called RAG, which was Raise and Give for Leeds Metropolitan, which I was part of. And it was really good because it's all about like raising money for different people, and through loads of different ways, like we'd go to different cities and like take our buckets and get in fancy dress, things like that. Or we'd do cake sales, like I love baking, like with a few friends, like get together and decorate your cakes and stuff. I love reading, I love going to the cinema, I love just sort of picking a random place on a map and like going there with a friend and just, you know, seeing what's there. If it's rubbish, you pick somewhere else. And yeah, like photography and just, I don't know, all sorts of things really.
Where have you been? What you've done, you've just picked a random place on a map? That sounds a really good thing to do.
There was a place, because when we were at uni in Leeds, like we're obviously on a budget, but we chose a place called, I think it was called Hebden Bridge, where we just got on a train and got off there, and it turned out to have like a really nice lake and some ducks, and it was a really quaint little village and had fish and chips by the river and things like that. So it was a place that I'd never normally have picked, but we were just all like, yeah, we'll go there, and we did, and had a nice day out. It was just something different in front of the internet or TV or something.
Yeah. And you went to Leeds to uni and then you came back to Dagenham?
Leatherhead. Yeah.
Sorry.
It's all right.
And do you want to stay in this area now?
I'm pretty open-minded, really. Like, obviously, I know a lot of creative design industry work is based in London, so I'd love to experience like living in the city for a couple of years, but I'm completely open to anywhere. Like I loved living in Leeds for 3 years, like I loved visiting Manchester and places like that, but I'm also not, you know, ruling out going abroad or anything like that, because I'd love to sort of do that while I'm young and while I've got no ties, go away and live there for a year or something like that.
Could you say a little bit about your upbringing and your family life?
Yeah, I had my mum and dad, and I've got a brother who are all here today. I've lived in the same house all my life in a little village called Fetcham, which is near Leatherhead. It's a pretty average childhood, really, like really happy. Like my brother was the sporty one, I was the arty one. Like I'd always be cutting out and sticking things and making a mess. And my mum works in my infant school, which I used to go to, which is in the village, and my dad works for BT, so he sort of drives around the place a lot. Yeah, just pretty average, really.
That sounds nice. Any kind of main memories from your childhood?
I guess sort of birthday parties. We always used to go to like all my friends and me and my brother and all his friends, we always used to have our birthday parties at Leatherhead Leisure Centre gym club, where it was, you know, a giant pit full of sponge balls, and you'd like go running around and like get completely worn out. I think it was the parents' way of getting the kids to go to bed early or something. But yeah, and we'd all go back up to the room upstairs and have like our cake and a party and things like that. And it happened every year, so it was sort of one of those memories that you always want to go back, but I think I'll be a bit too big now.
And yeah, any kind of ambitions or hopes for the future?
Yeah, like I said, I'd love to do like a bit more travelling. I did a little bit last year and interrailing with a few friends around Europe, but I'd love to sort of go to Australia and India and South America. Like I said, I'd love to, you know, work within graphic design, like one day hopefully have my own studio. Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're going to go up and paint today. Yeah. How are you feeling about that? Are you excited, nervous?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I was a bit nervous earlier, but having seen some of the people that have gone up and chatted to them once they've come down, like, I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it doesn't go too quickly, actually, because I'm quite scared it's going to go too quickly.
And what do your friends and family think about it?
They're all really excited, actually. The ones that hadn't entered it, about four of them have entered since I got picked, because they obviously thought there was no chance we were going to get picked, but since I've got picked, they've all entered it, and I think they're watching today on the internet, so I hope I don't embarrass them. They've all asked for shout-outs, but I doubt I'll remember every single one of them.
Brilliant. Okay, well, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.